Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episode broadcast between the 27th to the 30th of January, 2025. Hello, how are you this week? Are you well? Yes, good, marvellous. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. So, Ree, apparently, is brain dead this week. She told me that it's not that she didn't sleep last night, it's that you didn't sleep on Monday night and you haven't, and your petrol
Monday
tanks haven't been refueled.
No, Tuesday and Wednesday, I didn't sleep very well. So,
is Devil Child making more predictions, or was she?
No, it was just me. I get a touch of insomnia every so often, Rob. Do you not know this? And I had it this week. And to be fair, though, I've also not been very well. Yeah. I'm on the tail end of a cold that I've had in between last week's podcast episode and this week. So
it's so professional of you not to have the cold
nasally.
On your
edge. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly,
very professional,
Rob.
Of you to be ill between episodes. Yeah, not like me. You sat there suffering during the podcast.
Double ear infection.
Double ear infection.
You need to wear earbuds.
Exactly. God. Ladies and gents, it's February now, as the episode goes out. At the time of recording, it's January, but we're going to step a day into the future and change the calendar. So say goodbye to Half Naked Martin. I'm going to miss Half Naked Martin on my wall. But who will replace him, I wonder?
I can't even remember.
Oh, well, it's Half Naked Billy.
Oh, I do remember.
I mean, that's nice, isn't it? With the guitar.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thank God it's not a leap year. Right, so nothing. A joke. Perry Femmick's a very handsome man.
Oh, I wonder if it's because it's his wedding in February.
Yes, I'm sure you did put that much thought into it.
I didn't make up the months.
Oh no, you didn't, did you? That's true.
No,
you took
I didn't
it
make
because
up the months.
We saw the calendar on George's on George's wall the other day, and I was like, oh my god, that's my calendar. I've got that.
There's a couple of them who've got it. Yeah, there's a lot better quality.
A slightly more higher definition. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But they didn't have to screenshot it off. What were they broadcasting it on Christmas? Like a tree or something in square? Like, how are we going to screenshot this?
Yeah, yeah. But you managed
I've tried my best.
Exactly. Right, on to this week's EastEnders. Absolute nonsense, some of this.
yes, it has been one of those weeks.
The thing is, this is where we're at the minute, right? The anniversary is just around the corner, and that will be spectacular. I have no doubt about it whatsoever. All right. Until we get there, we're in that couple of weeks leading up to it where they're sort of treading water until they can actually start revealing things. So what they did this week was just throw a load of random stuff out to make us sort of all confused about what's going on with the whodunit. And some of it didn't land, is my opinion. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll get to that. We'll see what we think of it when we get to it. But we've got quite a lot of stories to discuss this week. And we'll start off with Ruby, Martin, Stacey and Mr. Barker and everything that went on with that. So let's get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Okay, so we'll start off with, like I say, talking about Ruby, Martin, Stacey and Barker. Now, Ruby last week, previously on EastEnders, managed to get Barker's, let's call them private photographs of his anchor and his...
Of
Little Barker, all that sort of thing, yeah. And she remains resolute that this was a good idea. And I have to say, so do I. I think it's an excellent
idea. I'm not
idea.
Against it.
No, at all. But Martin has insisted...
Well,
you know, what are you going to do? Only way to get things done these days, isn't it? and Martin has insisted that she ends this plan now, lest she be the... like living embodiment of her father, which in this case, like I say, I really don't think was a bad idea because her Martin go and see Barker and they meet up and Ruby's like, right, fine, I'll delete these photographs in front of you. It all ends now. I thought this was just, I can't believe that Ruby did this. I thought she should at least have like kept a secret copy because as she told us, she didn't even download it to the cloud.
I can't believe that she didn't keep a copy. You
In the
would though,
cloud.
wouldn't you? You would though. You'd
Yeah, of course you
email it to
would.
yourself or
Of course you would.
something.
Of course you would. And
Yeah.
plus, when you delete a photo on your phone, it's not deleted.
You got a recently deleted
Got a
folder. That's
recently
certainly
deleted
true.
folder.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but have you not noticed that nobody has an iPhone in Soaps?
I thought
Always on
they all did.
Androids.
Has it?
Yeah, they're
Sharon's got
always
an iPhone.
Androids.
Sharon's
I
got an iPhone.
share.
She has
Oh, I didn't notice
because
that.
no, she used to have an iPhone. I don't know if she still has, but she used to have a massive big iPhone, and she never had a cover on it. And it used to drive me crazy because she would just hold this
Ah.
phone, and it's like you're going to drop that any second. It's just going to get smashed to smithereens.
Do
Put
you
a
know
cover
how
on it,
easily
woman.
they smash, Sharon?
Yeah, they are made to be slippery and fall out of your hands. Is my conspiracy theory on that?
She could get a beautiful phone
She
case as well
could.
with diamond. I feel like she'd have
Yeah,
some diamantes
Diamante.
on. Yeah, because she's a bit of a grey crushed velvet kind of gal, ain't she, Sharon? Like her
absolutely.
house. Yeah, she could
They
get a lovely
should.
one.
Absolutely. And I think with Sharon, I think they should start evolving her fashion. As we get closer to winter, as we get closer to Christmas, I want to see Sharon in like white furs. I can see that suiting her.
Yeah, I can see
Yeah,
that
like Edith
totally.
Parif.
Yeah,
Very nice. Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Anyway, completely irrelevant to what we're
Anyway,
talking
we
about.
digress.
We digress. So she deletes these photos. And
Yes.
Barker's like, oh, that's great. Cheers. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And then immediately goes to Martin's stall and plants a load of rat droppings all over it and closes the stall down. Of course he does. Of course he
Yeah.
does.
I would have just left it. Like, Martin, stop being so blooming
Yeah,
principled. The
like
problem's been resolved.
sanctimonious is the word for what Martin was being about this.
I mean, as well, like, don't get me wrong, all right, everything that Ruby did. I don't know, like, I think we touched on this last week. Had it been that she's just gone and done this to a guy who wasn't an absolute pig to her beforehand,
Yes,
then yeah,
if
it
it's just
would
an
be a bit
innocent
more
guy
like,
who's
oh,
like, I'm
yeah.
sorry, my hands are tied, I really can't do anything about this, but
Yeah.
Parker isn't like that. He is a pig.
No. Yeah.
So sure, you should have
But
plastered those
then,
pictures all over the square, like Theo did with Stacey, in my opinion.
yeah. But I feel like Ruby is just so intent on getting rid of this, like, I'm Johnny Allen's daughter and I'm anything like Johnny Allen, that she's even letting that cloud of judgment as well
Well, I
in
think
it.
it's yeah. Well, I think it's more to do with the fact that she's just so desperate for Martin's approval because
Well, and that, yeah.
she's really paranoid about Stacey, which we'll get to in a minute, which
Yeah.
I kind of understand because Stacey would take Martin off her in a heartbeat. So the store gets closed down, and Martin even then turns around and blames, well, this is your fault. It's like, what are you talking about? If you'd have kept your gob shut, none of this would be happening.
It kind of is, to be fair. But I know what you're saying as well. Like, yeah, Martin, you should have just left it. It was resolved. Like,
Yeah, like
I
it was
don't know.
sorted. Everybody on the market was
I
sorted,
think
but
people are
you
going to
wanted
come
to
at
act like
us
the
in
hero.
comments like, guys, your morals.
At me, I don't care. True. Like if
Yeah,
Martin had kept his gob
I know.
shut and stopped trying to turn Ruby into something that she isn't.
At the end of the day, but if it comes down to if Barker wasn't such a
If Barker
pig,
wasn't such a
then none of
pig,
this would have happened
yeah, we are
anyway.
kind of
So
victim blaming here.
really,
If Barker wasn't a pig, none of this would be happening. Didn't even
yeah.
consider that. Now let Barker be who he wants to be. Let Ruby be. Let everybody be who they want to be.
That's Barker. Just
It's
accept him. It's
Barker.
everyone
Yeah,
else who
what's
shouldn't
she
be
here
what
for,
they're
church?
doing.
Anyway, so
Right.
Stacey then goes around to see Ruby, and she literally says to her, "Right, well, oh right, so now you're choosing to be like Mother Teresa, are you?
Mother
Oh great, then
Teresa,
well,
yeah.
that's helped, hasn't it?" And Ruby's like, "What do you want me to do, for God's sake?" Like she's getting it from both. She's being criticised for being a good person. She's being criticised for being a blackmailer. Like the poor girl can't win.
Yeah, that is true. She can't, though. She never will with them two.
Ian, meanwhile, couldn't give two shiny shites that the market's
Oh,
been closed
God.
down. Now, I've got to be perfectly honest with you, awful fan here. I don't think I realised that Ian was the one that was in charge of that stuff. I thought Martin owned it anyway.
I had
I'm
to
a
think
really
on it,
bad
and then I
fan.
was like, no, I do remember. Yeah,
But
no.
yeah,
Ian's,
no.
even when Ian wasn't here, he was
I think that's
obviously
what it
still the
is.
owner. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's what it is. Like during Ian's, like, was it nearly 2 year absence? I think I just
Yeah.
assumed that Martin just now owned for stalls. So the fact that Ian
Yeah.
has been paying him all this time to run the stall, I think had just left my brain completely. So I
Yeah.
think it's lovely that Martin now owns the stall. That feels right, but it just
Yeah,
was.
definitely.
I think the moment of that was somewhat lost on me because I just assumed that he owned it anyway. But they made it
Yeah,
official
yeah.
this week because Ruby goes to Ian and says, "Right, I'll tell you what, I've got a proposition for you," and the bracelet that we saw her playing with. at one point. I thought that was going to be leading to something much bigger because I was sort of like, what is that? Why is she doing that? What's going on there? But it
Oh,
turns
did
out,
you?
yeah, I thought it was leading to something. I thought there was like a, like, because it was just so random when it suddenly first appeared. She's like just toying with this bracelet, looking all pensive at it. And then it turned out that it was just something that belonged to her dad's. She sold that, which gave her the money to buy the market.
I just assumed it were showing that she's got somewhere she could get some money from and that it was like a sentimental thing she was considering selling. It might show up again there. Who
Might be.
she might have took it to a pawnbroker's and someone else is going to buy it.
Maybe.
You
And
never know.
we shall
It
see.
might come up like that.
Indeed. But she buys the stall from Martin, and
Yes.
he now owns the stall, and everything seems to be tickety-boo again. However,
Yes.
there is a moment where Stacey and Martin have. I mean, was it that, like, was Martin doing anything particularly out of order here? I don't think. I know
It was
Stacey
a
really wants
moment.
Martin. It was
You
a.
could see that it
Was
was
it,
a
though?
moment.
Like, it was a
Yeah,
kiss
it
on
was
the
a
cheek
moment.
for the mother of his children who had been there for him during a bit of a rough period. But I didn't think it was anything. Like, I understand Ruby's paranoia completely, but I didn't think it was anything too. Like, it's not like she walked in, like, they were going at it against a wall or something. Like, he just gave her a kiss on the
But you
cheek.
can have moments without it being like that, you know, Rob.
Can
It
you?
doesn't
I've
have
never. All
Yeah,
my mo all
yeah.
my moments are like that,
Oh,
with
yeah.
my boss kiss him on the cheek. Everybody.
I definitely think it was a moment.
Get
And to
pulled
the
over by
point
a police
that
officer, kiss him on the cheek just as I'm leaving, everything, you know?
it was more how they were being with each other. They almost looked like if a stranger walked past, you would have assumed they were a couple. They looked very intimate, I would say,
Do you think that
would
was
be the
intimate?
word.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you can't do out these days. Can't do out.
Yeah, but no, as in like, you know, tender. I
Yes, I
don't
know what you
know.
mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. So she kind of is like brings that up later with Martin. He's sort of like, no, there's nothing going on.
Well, I would
Go.
say he brushes it off, but then to me, it's obvious that he felt like it was a moment too, because then he has to go around to Stacey and clarify, like, yeah, that weren't anything, was it? Weren't anything, was it? Yeah, no, it
No,
wasn't mine. No, I didn't feel a
nothing at
thing. Didn't
all.
feel a thing.
No,
That wasn't
not
a
a twinge.
moment.
Not a
You're just saying
twinge.
thank you. Yeah, we were
Yeah,
just saying thank
exactly.
you. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, Stacey is all sort of, at twos and ones, all over at shop with about this,
Oh,
isn't
Lord,
she?
shop. Yeah.
And I kind of get it because obviously she has these really strong feelings for Martin. And let's be real here, Stacey and Martin are sort of couple goals. You know,
Yeah.
I when they're
Except
together,
they're not a couple, but
except they're not a
yeah.
couple, and so rarely are a couple. But when
Yeah.
they are together, they're the Ross and Rachel of Walford. You know, I think it really
Yeah, they are
works.
a bit. Yeah, they are a bit
Right
like
now,
Ross and
they're
Rachel.
on a
Yeah.
break. And Ruby has
Yes.
snuck in. Now, where were you with with Ruby at the moment? I don't honestly don't think that she's doing anything wrong. I think that might be about to change, but I don't think she's actually done anything wrong up to now, really. I don't know. What do you
No,
think?
I don't think she has. I think because I keep wondering if she's plotting, and I genuinely don't think she's plotting
Not
anything at
yet.
all.
I think she will.
No, not yet. Not yet. I think Martin's being quite. I mean, like the fact that he just forgave Ruby because, oh, I've just bought you a stall. Is that where it takes to buy Martin's forgiveness? I thought that were a bit fickle from him, to be honest. Like, you don't want her to be Johnny Allen's daughter unless she's going to buy you something that costs thousands of pounds.
So
Okay, then.
is that a sign that all is not well in Martin's head then? Because he seems to be finding something to criticize about her, whatever she does, whether it's good or bad, but whatever
Well,
her
no, because then
approach.
he's not criticized her for buying the stall, though, to be fair.
No,
So
that's all
you'd think
forgiven.
that, yeah. No, I don't know. I think I do understand. I still do understand from Martin's perspective why he was annoyed by how she went about things with Barker. You know, it was underhand and all that, and you're trying to show that she's changed. But like we said, like she didn't. Has she really done anything wrong? Can I just say, and I know I've said it before, but I do genuinely think the choice was supposed to be
Could have been.
Martin, Ruby, and Stacey,
Could have been.
and then Lacey Turner got pregnant, and they had to change it.
Yeah, but then again, like I said about this, I feel like putting the choice on them would have been pointless because Stacey would have won. We know Stacey would have won that. I don't think
I
there's
don't
many
know
people at
though,
all
because
that would have gone for Ruby in that situation at all.
with how they've shown Ruby, I don't know. I think some people would have picked. Let us know if the choice
Sure.
had been Martin, Ruby, and
Would any of you have
Stacey,
gone for
would you have
Ruby?
picked? Yeah, would you
Would
have picked Ruby?
any of you have gone for Ruby if this had been the choice? Let us know. We'll see. But as far to as Lacey Turner going on
Yes.
maternity leave, that feels like it might be happening soon.
Well, she's
I'm not
already
quite.
given birth.
She has already given birth. Congratulations, by the way, Lacey. She's cute.
Congratulations, if you
Baby
happen to be listening.
Baby Gypsy. That's lovely. And she's a cute little
Oh.
baby. She's very cute.
Oh.
So hopefully that means that Lacey Turner will be back soon. Because, you know, she's had a few maternity breaks where she took quite a long period off. And then I think when she had her last baby, she, like, seemed to literally just go and give birth and then was back at work the next day or something crazy.
Oh, yeah, she didn't take that long off, did
No,
she?
she didn't. So I don't know what she's planning on doing with this one. But hopefully she'll be back soon. Because it feels quite mad that we are, like, she's gone. She's had the baby and we still haven't lost Stacey off screen
Yeah.
yet. What I'd
Yeah,
really
yeah.
like is for them to not have to go too crazy with anything like they sometimes do
With
with
the
the Stacey break.
storylines to
Yeah.
write her out, yeah.
Just have her. Just go, do you know what? I need to take some time. I need to take some time. I'm just going to go on a little me
I'm
break.
gonna go and
Spend...
stay with little Mer for a
Yeah.
bit.
And
Why
just try
not?
and get over Martin for a few weeks,
Yeah.
and then I'll come back. And then I'll come back, and the Vic will be in, just, with Vic will be in, like, smithereens, and everything's gone crazy. But I'll be back, and at least
Yeah.
I'll be over Martin. That's what I'd quite like to see, but I somehow don't think that's.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The way it's going to go. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to Phil and Nigel and a big announcement for where this storyline is going. So Phil's depression has continued this week. He just looks so sad and just looks constantly miserable. Like, says that miserable seems like a disparaging word for it. He's just constantly, like, just staring into space, lost in his own darkness. It's just really sad to see, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually feel like I'm going to be crying my eyes out
I
when this all
think so.
comes to it
Yeah,
ahead,
I think
because
you.
I'm already, even seeing him this week, I was getting quite upset.
Yeah.
Is
Well,
that because we know?
we
Because how does
know.
no one else on the square know? How are they not
Because,
recognizing it?
I mean, some people are, in all fairness. People that really know him know that
Like
something's a little bit
Sharon
off. Like Sharon knows there's something a little bit
and
off about him.
Nigel.
But it's like we said before, like Phil being morose and sort of not really talking to anybody isn't miles away from his everyday character at the best of times. So I feel like
True.
a lot, and to be fair, I think a lot of people on the square sort of don't interact with Phil all that much anyway, because they're sort of like, oh, it's Phil
Yeah.
Mitchell. What? I'm not exactly going to get an enlightening conversation out of him, am I? So it sort of kind of doesn't surprise them that Phil's a bit grumpy, because that's all they'll really see it, and they won't really think into it all that much. Even the people like Billy and Honey aren't really
Maybe.
looking at Phil and
What?
thinking there's
And
something wrong with him.
actually, what happened with Jay? Because he was spotting something, went round for a pizza and football night,
Yeah.
and then Phil ended up having a go at him, didn't he? So is
Yeah.
it one of them where it's like, oh, well, I'm just not going to get
Yeah,
involved
I think
because
so. Yeah, I think it is.
he might
Yeah.
shout at me or something?
Exactly. But we did have a very exciting announcement as to where this storyline is going. We got an
Oh,
announcement.
yeah.
I mean, spoiler
Is it a
sirens, baller
spoiler
sirens.
alert?
I
Yeah,
think so. I think
if you've
slam the
managed to
siren
avoid
out.
this announcement, I've no
Yeah, I
idea
mean,
how.
good luck. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and still manage to avoid this, then fair play to you. But very, very exciting. They are going to do a flashback. So a sort of flashback episode. It's kind of mixed in with his psychosis that's going to sort of start to develop through his depression, where he's going to start seeing like himself in a younger form and see his mum, which means that we are getting the Mitchell flashback cast back for this episode. I am so excited about this because the casting on that episode was phenomenal. Young Phil, Daniel Delaney, was outstanding in that role. But I think the thing that seemed like the biggest story out of this was that Jamie Winston is coming back as Peggy, which we'll sort of see her, I think, a little bit older, because they've done some promo pictures with her in sort of like the Peggy wig and everything. So that's really, really exciting. Something else to note out of this, which is the sort of thing that literally only I notice, but it's exciting, was the writer of that episode next week, okay? A guy called James Payne. Now, you might not have heard that name, really. You might not be sort of aware of the. He's definitely not in the current team of writers. He used to write for the show. He used to write for the show 10 years ago, and 10 years ago was the 30th. He was the kind of regular writer for a good number of years. I think from about 2002 to 2015, he was the writer of the 30th live episode. He also, I think his last episode was Christmas Day 2015, which was sort of the Phil and Ian car crash, the sort of Bobby stuff that was all sort of kicking off at the time. He is also the writer of the iconic I Became a Total Slag line. So
Oh,
he
okay.
is going to be the script writer on that episode when we sort of delve back into Phil's past. So I'm very excited.
Interesting.
I'm very, very
Yeah.
excited.
Very. I
He
feel
was
like it
certainly one
might
of
be
the key
quite Peggy
writers at the
heavy
time.
then as
Yeah,
well.
maybe. Yeah, it's certainly going to be an emotional ride. I mean, we know that Phil is going to just kind of continue downward into a downward spiral. We know that he's going to at least attempt some form of suicide attempt. So that's kind of where this is heading, and it's going to be. And they've also cast a young Nigel in this role as well, which is exciting.
Yes, we looked him up. Well, I said to you, who is it? And you
Yeah,
managed to find
because we're
him.
weird fans. We sort of looked. And if it's the guy that I think we found, he looks like the spitting image of what I'd imagine a young Nigel would look like. So that's a good as
Yeah,
well. So
exactly. Really
they've
well
continued that
cast.
great casting that
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
managed to establish with the young actors. So this is all very exciting. I cannot wait for the flashback. The
I
Mitchell
can't
flashback
wait.
episode was one of my favourite episodes in the show's history. All right. So I'm very excited
I'll
to
be
see that back again.
honest, just to put a bit of a downer on it all,
Just to
I
be
just
rude.
hope
Yeah.
that they do it well. That, yeah, but you're dealing with something that, you know,
Very
psychosis is
sensitive.
quite a,
Sensitive. Yeah.
so I hope that it's done well and not
I
just
have zero doubt.
sensationalized for the sake of getting these old characters back
I
from
don't
the,
think it
because
will be.
no, I hope not as well. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be interesting, though, to see.
I'm excited. I really am excited. So that's
I
going to
wanted a
be.
full series of the flashback.
I know. Well, I've
There's
started writing.
still opportunity for
I've
that.
started writing the first episode, Ree, so don't worry about that. It's on my laptop as we speak. I'm sort of tapping away
Get
at
it
it.
sent in.
I
Get
will.
it
I
sent in,
will.
Rob.
I'll get it finished. It's great. I really like it so far. I was quite pleased with how it's gone so far. You wait till you see. Honestly, when the Mitchells episode one airs on BBC One on Christmas Day, it's going to be
See,
fabulous. It'll be
people would
great.
actually watch it as
I
well.
know
They
they
really
would.
should do it properly.
I think they
Yeah.
should. People immediately, when they announced that these cast members were coming back, after the original flashback episode, everyone was like, "Well, what a series of that? That was great." And now they've started saying all that again. So it's a possibility. I think it is. I think the only thing about a series of that is that you've got to be aware that actually the main characters in that, aside from Peggy, there's quite a lot of unlikable people in that family when you look at the likes of Eric, what Grant turns into. Because remember, this is Grant as a young person. He's very much in sort of like, I want to be a killer mode, and all that sort of thing. We know what Phil turns into. You've got Archie around. So there's a lot of unlikable people for a main cast episode to episode. So that might be a bit tricky. And you've also got to remember that you can't really create, I don't think, like any huge events that have never been discussed in the main show before.
That's what I was thinking. They might have difficulty with like
Stories.
continuity element of it
Yeah.
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I
I'm
think it's
sure you'll figure
possible.
it out though. That's for you guys to
Yeah.
sort. Just
Yeah.
get it written and done. You
Don't
can do
worry.
that, Rob. See?
I'm on it already,
Give them
mate.
an
Don't you worry
hand.
about it. Oh, don't you worry about it. I'm on it. So that's very exciting. That's going to air in,
Yes.
like, I think, the next couple of weeks. So we'll see how that plays out. But very exciting. This Phil storyline is absolute gold at the moment. So I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing how that plays out. Meanwhile, Nigel. Now, we know
Yes,
that
Nigel.
Nigel's obviously going through a dementia storyline, and he is sort of kind of keeping it to himself. Yolandi knows about it, but Yolandi kind of keeps suggesting to him that he tells Phil. And Nigel, I honestly think quite rightly at this stage, is saying, not yet. Phil's not in any
Timing's
words, mate.
not right.
Timing's
Yeah.
not brilliant, Yolandi. So he goes to the soup kitchen this week to help Yolandi. We're sort of giving food to the homeless because Nigel knows what that's like. So he's a perfect person to be doing it. And he meets Norma, who is adorable.
Yes.
She's sweet, isn't she, Norma? I mean,
She's nice.
she's nice. Do you not like her?
It's not that I don't like her. I've got nothing against Norma. I just
Okay.
don't see why he would get a new partner when he's
Well, he hasn't.
just left a loving, well, potentially when he's just left a loving wife because he didn't want to put her through dementia, which he did say. But to me, I don't know. It almost feels like he's cheating on his wife because,
He's not
as
though
far as we can
yet.
tell, yeah. But as far as we can tell, he's just upped and left his wife with no explanation, and no, not anything. So Why would he choose to get involved with this lady? But there must be something, because why write Norma in? I don't
Yeah,
understand where they're
I
headed with
feel.
it.
No, I don't. But I feel like Nigel is the sort of person that would maybe like. I think at this moment he considers his relationship with Julie over. Like he's as far as he's
Yeah.
concerned, his marriage is done, and he's a single person.
Poor
All right,
Julie.
but I think that he would look at Norma and think, well, do you know what? Yeah, I can be friends with this person. I can start to establish some form of relationship with her. But I think what'll end up happening ultimately is that he will get to a stage where Norma starts to get like, oh, so it's just a date now then, and then I think he'll run away for the hills. I
Yeah,
think.
maybe. I thought it were already implied that that she wanted a date
That's
there.
what she wanted. She made it quite clear that
Yeah.
that's what she wanted. But I think he was sort of, and I was surprised actually that Yolandi turned around to him and said, "Oh, don't go."
Yeah,
Like,
like encouraging it, not
yeah.
like maybe you should get back in touch with your wife. That's what I
Yeah.
mean. It doesn't sit right with me. But then she did say everybody wants companionship. Does she, is that classed as romantic?
Well, hey, I mean, obviously, I think we will see Norma again. I think she was quite a
Yes.
sweet. I think she was quite a sweet
Oh,
character. Like
yeah.
one of these that just lets her mouth run away with her. And she said, and I thought it was so relatable that she said that my mouth runs away with me and it scares people off. But anyway, would you like to go for a coffee? And then Nigel literally just sort of walked off and she sort of looked all sad to herself and sort of totters off. And I was like,
Did
oh,
it
poor
again.
Norma. Poor Norma.
Yeah.
Go on, Nigel. Buy her a cake. Go on, at the very least, buy her a cake. I want to see Norma happy, whatever happens. Let's send her off with a perfect bloke and let her sail off into the sunset. That's what I want for Norma. Thank you. Yes.
Why is Norma here? We'll find out.
We will find out. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So, little mini stuff with Ravi and Denise now. This wasn't a huge part of the week, but Denise has basically challenged Ravi to find somewhere with a bed. Denise wants some. Let's be real here. Denise wants to be held in those big oak tree arms and have the
Yes.
time of her life.
Yes.
I
That's
can't say I
not
blame her.
the Walford East kitchen, preferably.
Yes, because they have all worked out that that's an extremely unhygienic thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ravi kind of, I mean, I don't understand why he didn't just ring a hotel. I mean, I
This
know
is
that
what
was.
I don't understand. He gave Priya all that money. Why don't you just
Yeah,
spend that on a hotel?
went on a hotel, really nice hotel, and then you wouldn't have this mad sort of moment where you put apple crumble mixture on top of whatever he was making, and so it all
Whatever
went
that
terribly,
was.
terribly wrong.
Also, I want to know whose bed were they planning on using at Suki's? They don't even
Well,
live there.
yeah. So who was going to be? I mean, presumably the only double bed in that place is for Asuki and Eve,
Yeah, and what, then change the
unless
sheets
Vinny has
after and
got
all that jazz, you
yeah.
know?
Unless Vinny has got this massive bachelor pad going on in his room, I bet he has. I can see Vinny being like, sort of having like, velvet sheets and like a leopard skin dressing
Satin,
gown.
I
Yeah.
literally was thinking the
Smoking
exact same
jacket.
vibe, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Del
Yeah, I
Boy.
can see that.
Del Boy's bedroom. I can see it being exactly like
Yeah,
that. Absolutely.
there you go.
But so yeah, they're having this like kind of little mini date. Nugget meanwhile has got hold of Nish's ashes and he is very keen for the ashes to be returned to the house because that's where Nish would
Yes.
want to be, watching over Suki and her new lesbian wife, like living their life together. That would be his absolute dream. Sure, Nugget. Yeah,
Yes.
absolutely. Now, Nuggets, Nugget, Nugget, Nuggets. He's going in a direction, I'm telling you now. Calling Denise
I
a skank
agree.
and all of this sort of thing. I wonder if my little theory from a few months back that came, I wonder if there's some
It's
truth
come
to
true, the
this.
incel stuff.
Nah, I wonder. Or is it
He's
just
not looking good
Denise?
for him, is it?
Or is it just Denise
No.
that
No,
the
because
thing
he
is that
said
I
it
don't
about Priya. He said it about his own
Oh
mum
yeah,
as
that's
well,
true. Yeah,
didn't
so he's literally absorbing the spirit of Nish and like looking down on
he?
I wonder, I tell you what, if I've got this right, I am going to
Yeah, fair.
run around like a footballer who's just scored a goal and like run around with my top over my
Goal.
face. Go, yeah.
I think
So
no,
yeah.
I do think he is like Dadaji reincarnated at the minute. Like I do definitely feel those vibes. It's like it's because he saw him in those last days and now he thinks that everyone's just forgotten about him and he's the only one who cares about
Yeah.
Dadaji. Well, he's right. No one, literally
Yeah,
no one
literally,
cares.
he is the only person that actually cares about
Yeah.
Nish at this point.
Yeah.
He's got this real dedication towards Nish, and it's really not helping him whatsoever. So how much worse is this going to get? Because he's had people turn around to him and say, "Look, this is not acceptable," but it doesn't seem to be making a difference. I'm
But then,
looking
like you
f
say, it's like the little subtleties, like calling Denise a skank, even though he's
Yeah,
been
it's the sort of
bad
thing that would
words.
come out of Nish's mouth at any time of the day. Yeah, it's worrying where he's going, but I want it to go in this direction now just so I can have that win, because I'm really excited if that was because it's a huge story if that's where it's
Yeah.
going, and Nugget deserves a huge story, so absolutely bring that on as far as I'm concerned. As far as Denise and Ravi are concerned, this
Yes.
has not done anything to help the choice, can I just say? I'm still in no mind to vote for Jack whatsoever.
This is why I'm thinking it was all about, it was supposed to be Martin, Ruby, and Stacey. I'm
Yeah,
adamant
but
that's what it was supposed to have been. And then they panicked at last minute because we've not seen anything to do with Jack recently. Why would you pick Jack?
well, yeah,
Yeah,
but they.
sure, the family unit aspect and all of that aside, but recently we've not seen any moments with Denise and Jack or anything, so I don't understand why you would pick those two.
Like
I
anybody
could
who
be
was
wrong,
voting
there's
for
still time.
anybody who was voting for Jack in this scenario, you do not want Denise to have a nice time, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
Like, please get the woman a break.
Then again, though, a lot of stuff happened with the Ravi and
I
Denise
know.
that.
We've started getting some people going to us, what is wrong with you two on our comment section? Like, this guy is literally a drug dealer and he put Denise through hell. And we're like, yeah, we know. We were watching
Blackmailer,
it
what,
too.
remember the laptop
Yeah.
stuff?
Oh,
What were all,
yeah.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. She was absolutely terrified of him at one point. Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Of course I know. But at the same time, she was utterly miserable with Jack towards the
Moved
end.
on. They've moved
Yeah.
on. They've,
Ravi's chilled out.
and then she tried to kill his dad. So
Yeah.
I think
You
they've just
know.
called it quits. They've called it
Swings and
evens.
roundabouts. We all have our dark moments. And Ravi is clearly the man that she wants now. So let her
That's
have him.
it.
She'll learn.
Yeah.
We'll get her with Ravi, and something horrific will happen, and she'll be miserable
Yeah.
from that. But she'll learn. But she'll have a bloody good time getting there, as far as I'm concerned. That's where we
Well,
want to be.
if they can ever find somewhere with
If they
her
ever get
that they
to a
can
bedroom,
use,
that would be
yeah.
sad, wouldn't it? If we say yes to Denise and Ravi, and they still don't manage to ever actually. I mean, they've managed to make it happen once in Walford Kitchen. And let's be real here, Ri. You know, I can't say I've ever had sex in a kitchen, but I don't imagine it's that comfortable. Especially with all those big,
No.
hard steel surfaces. I don't imagine it's the
Be
best.
cold,
It would.
you'd think.
Yeah, you'd think.
A stick oven's on for a
You'd
bit of
think.
warmth.
Yes, and then you've got risk of burns and all that kind of thing. So yeah, not
Oh,
good. Get in
yeah.
a house, get in a
Risky business
hotel.
all round, isn't
It
it?
is, it really is very unhygienic. So there we are then. But yeah, let us know where you're all at with the choice. But I don't get why anyone would vote for Jack at this moment. I really, really don't. But hey, I live to be surprised. There are many people that are saying, oh, Jack, obviously, which is crazy to me. But
It's us
hey,
and our morals, Rob. I'm telling you. I'm
we
telling you.
have
It's
none.
us
We
too.
have none. You can tell
Our
where
moral
our
compasses
priorities would
point
lie.
in south at all times, I
Yeah,
think.
literally. Literally. Very
Yeah.
bad. Right, ladies and gents, before we get on to the madness of the whodunit, let's have a brief discussion about Sonia and Reese. Another announcement this week, and it's a bit of a sad one. Just a little bit of discussion on the Sonia and Reese thing. Nothing too much here, although Sonia has started to grow a little bit suspicious of this whole video thing of Bianca. And Jack sort of said to her, "What do you mean that he said that he needed to delete it? They would never have told him to delete it. That's rubbish." So Sonia has
Yeah.
got that in her head, but then sort of decides to not pursue it anymore, you know?
Well, he's very good at gaslighting her about it all, isn't he? And saying like,
Yeah.
I did it all for you. I didn't want to view it again. I didn't want you have to
Yeah,
put
I
you
mean,
through that video. That'd be
yeah.
horrible for you, Sonia. All I do is think about you. I can't believe that you'd have a
Well,
go at me for deleting it.
oh yeah, but then what he also did was sort of say, you know, Debbie was, you know, such an important aspect of my life, and you want me to sort of kind of keep bringing this up again when Bianca was the one that clearly confessed to killing her. That's really disappointed me. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
this is the thing, like, they're now, because, you know, Reese's time is nearly up, surely. So they're now just throwing every unpleasant aspect of him under the sun, and it's just such a shame. I know I keep saying this, but it's just such a shame that this is what Reese has become, you know, because he was such a good character
No.
before, such a unique character that should have become the Roy Cropper of Wolford, and now he's just this sort of piece of work, really, and it's just sad to see.
Yeah.
And it, you know, God knows where how Reese ends, and how God knows how all of this ends. Chaotically would be my guess.
Well,
Madness. It's going to be
yes,
messy.
certainly.
Yeah, Bianca presumably is going to. By the way, I've got how they go. Remember we said last week about the stinks in here, done it line, and how I think that they might be able
Oh,
to sort of
yeah.
throw back to that. I've got it all worked out in my head now.
Go
All
on,
right.
then. Go on.
So Martin
Yes.
and Sonia are going to get end up at the lockup. They're going to break into the lockup as they did in the first episode. They're going to kick the door down. Someone's going to say it's probably Martin. you know, because first child of the square, he's gonna kick the door down saying, "Cold stinks in here, done it." And then they're gonna see Bianca sort of slumped down in a sofa like Reg Cox was during that time. And it's just gonna sort of be framed that way, but then obviously Bianca will wake up. But that I think that's how they're gonna do it. I really, really do.
And then adding on to that, I also think that Kat has been suspicious, and somehow Kat and Mo are gonna come along.
Mo.
And once Bianca's Big Mo, okay, hear me out. Right. Okay, she's going to come along with Kat for the drama and, you know, putting bets on everything and all that jazz.
Okay.
And then Sonia's going to go into labour and she's going to end up giving birth on the sofa there, and Big Mo's going to deliver it.
Maybe, yeah. I see. We've written it. We have written it. You don't need to watch it, guys. We've sort of planned it all out. That's how it's going to go. If I don't do any of that, I have to say it's a wasted opportunity.
No, I think your version is quite likely, actually. I'd be surprised if they don't.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, Ree. I think you're like right that Sonia being pregnant and Mo still being on the square, that's quite a famous Sonia moment.
And Kat keeps like being involved in Bianca as well. Like, it's quite clear that Kat is now suspecting Reese to me. So I think she's somehow going to get involved. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And who might go along with a Big Mo? I'm just wondering. Yes. Maybe it won't be that surfer. It might be a different surfer on the square.
Could be the same one. We will never know. But, I mean, obviously, we know that this Reese storyline is going to come to a climax probably in a couple of weeks when the anniversary is kicking off. But announcements made this week, and we've got to say, we sort of called this. Nat Cass is leaving the role of Sonia. That is after, well, they said after 32 years. She had a bit of a break in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. So she's, but this stint she's on, I think it has been about 11 years. So but she is leaving the show. And I'm going to miss Sonia. The thing is, I think that after Reese has gone, she's going to go back to being quite an isolated character. So it's not like, you know, and I love Sonia to pieces. And I think Nat Cass is great. But I just think that Sonia on her own was sort of a bit directionless without something to kind of keep her going. So once this Reese stuff is gone again, I feel like that might be where she would have returned to. So maybe it's sort of the right time to sort of give Sonia a break.
She would have had a baby as well, though. Like,
true.
Tackling being an older mum and a single parent on her own could have been an angle,
That's true.
But I know what you're saying. I don't know. Like, obviously, it's a big announcement. She's been in the role a long time, but I can't help but think it feels like very final. Like,
you reckon,
she's leaving forever.
So what do you reckon? Sonia might die on the anniversary?
I am wondering, and is that why they've announced it now?
Maybe.
Because why are they announcing it 2 weeks before the anniversary when we know there's a big storyline coming? You've got to kill a legacy character off at 40.
You have, but then why announce it at all then in that case? Why not just leave it as a surprise if it's only 2 weeks away?
True. Maybe they want us to speculate that then.
Well, it's definitely up there. I'm definitely speculating. That's definitely a speculation in my head.
Yeah, no, you have got a point there. It's not as much of a shock, but maybe it's because she's already announced that she's doing other things. So they're like, right, we need to announce that you're leaving, otherwise. Mm. Or maybe it's because they want to do a bluff. Like, we wouldn't announce that she's leaving if we're going to kill her off.
Lol, she's sticking around. We've just decided to run for another 10 years. Lol, got ya. No, I mean, this is what I mean. I think we've said over the past couple of weeks that, you know, during that 6 month break that she had, I think Nat was, you know, doing other things. I think she got announced
just
a couple
busy
of weeks ago. Busy Bush, some might argue, because she there's a character called Bush. That's right. Bear with me, hear me out, Ray. The Masked Singer is on at the moment, okay, and there's a character Singer. People are pretty convinced it's Natalie Cassidy under the bushel, no, so to speak.
I don't watch it, and I'm 100% certain it's Natalie Cassidy from the clips I've seen.
It's one of those things that once you get the idea that it's Natalie Cassidy,
once you've heard it,
and then you hear her, it's like, yeah, it probably is Natalie Cassidy, to be fair.
100%. You can't unhear it. It is 100% her, definitely. Yeah.
So we'll see. Bush is yet to be revealed, but we'll see. We'll see if it is Bush. We'll see if it is Natalie Cassidy under the bush when it gets revealed. But then, you know, she's also been casted. I think it was a new sitcom as well. She's got the podcast going on. So, and like we said, she did say to somebody, "Oh yeah, no, I'll be free by September." So she's not. It's not like she's made a massive secret about the fact that she's clearly got other ideas on her mind. I think that 6 month break gave her a taste of other things that she wanted to be doing. So it's a shame. I hope we see Sonia again in the future after she leaves, but.
So do I. It'd be a shame to really finalise and kill Sonia off. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did either.
Anniversary, those big characters are the most risk, I would say. You don't kill kind of non-consequential characters off during those big anniversaries traditionally, do you?
No.
We shall see. Right, ladies and gents, talking of whodunits, which I don't think we were, but we'll go with it. We'll now talk about the utter madness that is the Cindy whodunit. Okay, so the whodunit.
Yes. Here we go.
This week, I swear to God, was just the characters like acting crazy, and like it seemed like a load of out of character developments kind of happened. And this is what I mean when I say I think the show is sort of treading water a little bit until we get to the big reveals. I mean, first off the bat was the Gina, Anna, Freddie thing. Okay, like so
Yes.
revealed this week that we kind of knew that Gina was somewhere on Christmas Day. We didn't know where she was. We kind of theorized that she was probably going to do some drugs, because Harry was involved somewhere along the line as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand what Harry's involved. I still don't understand what Harry was involved
And
with.
that Harry would have been blackmailing Gina as well. That were a bit far-fetched
Because
in
how did she know
itself, weren't
anything?
it?
How did he know anything? Like
He what
they.
he saw, apparently he witnessed her throwing the brick and then started blackmailing
Right.
her
Yeah.
to not tell people that he watched her throw the brick.
This is what I
Would
mean. It's
Harry
just,
really go out of his way to do that
yeah,
to someone
I
like
would have thought
Gina?
Harry would be that
No, I don't
bothered, to be
think
honest.
so.
And
No.
it was just sort of like these little things that they kind of cut through in
Yeah.
throughout the week to sort of pepper the mystery up a little bit, but then solved
Yeah.
like later on. And it's sort of like, well, kind of, you kind of wonder, well, what was the point of
But
that?
by the end of Tuesday,
Yeah.
then we find out that, yeah, because we had that scene, remember, a few weeks ago, and we mentioned that Freddie and Gina were keeping something like under wraps and like, oh, no one
Yeah.
knows yet. And we just thought, oh, no, well, Freddie wouldn't sleep with Gina. That would be really out of character.
Oh,
Freddie wouldn't
yes,
do
he
that. So it's
bloody
definitely
would.
not that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and yet here we are. Yeah, so it turns out Freddie and Gina slept together. Now, Ree, far be it from me to throw all the blame at the woman here, okay? But they gave literally no
But
motive. But they gave literally no motive for why Gina had done that whatsoever.
yeah, no, and Freddie, yeah, but Freddie's was an okay motive of, well, you didn't
Oh,
want me,
yeah, he's a
Anna,
boy.
so I went for your sister.
Oh, he's just a
That's it.
boy.
That's his
That is,
motive.
yeah,
Yeah.
that seems so sort of out of character for Freddy to do. Like, oh, you didn't want me, so I'm going to sleep with your sister.
Yeah. And for Gina, like you say, what was her motive? Why did she just decide to
She's
sleep with Freddie
shown
that
no
night?
interest in Freddy at all. In fact,
No.
if anything, she's been encouraging Anna and Freddy to get together, even when she was with
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. But it does make you wonder, are we going to get a flashback of everyone on Christmas Day and what they were all up to? And then it might get explained there somehow.
I hope
I still
so.
think, I'm still wondering, maybe she was going to go get drugs or something and he
Maybe he
stopped her and
stopped
then they've
her.
ended up having a moment or something,
Yeah, I mean
quite a big moment.
that at the very least would sort of kind of give some reasoning as to why it
Yeah.
happened. Like I can just about buy Freddie, with like you know with the Anna stuff when Bobby was still around. Like you know found himself so
Yeah.
desperately in love with his best mate's girlfriend. Like I can
Yeah,
just
yeah.
about buy that. Okay, it wasn't a brilliant moment for him in terms of you know treating Bobby like that, but I got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this. Just seemed was literally him saying you didn't want me, so I slept with your sister instead. Like that's trash to
Yeah,
do that. Like
yeah.
what are you talking about? And it seems
Yeah.
you know the guy who is so sweet, and then you know 2 days later he's buying her a bun with sorry written onto it. Like shut up, like go away, get in the scene, mate.
Yes.
Like that's
Yeah, we really need to know more about why
yeah,
Gina and Freddie went there because it just doesn't make sense for either of them to have done
no.
it. Like you said, even his excuse is futile, isn't it?
Yeah,
Like,
and I hope Anna kind of tells him to piss off from here on in because, and I don't think she will, but I mean, now there's all sorts of theories going around. Oh, well, does that mean now that one of Gina or Anna's going to get pregnant or they're both going to
pregnant.
get pregnant? Please, no. I can't be doing with that. Anna's
Oh,
already had a
God.
termination once, so, you know, it's just, oh, I don't know. It just seemed a bit sort of like, why? Why did that happen? And why? This is what I mean, like the fact that, you know, Anna sort of went mad at Gina, but she still gave
Was
no reason as to why it actually happened.
that why it's happened so that, just so that we could see, yeah, well, you all think Anna's all sweet and innocent. Look, she just punched Gina. Was it
Yeah.
just all
Was it for that?
for that
Maybe.
moment?
Maybe.
And do you know, have you know, have you noticed with all this Cindy stuff, anytime there's some kind of big revelation, They're all there.
Oh,
All
they're all
nine of the
there.
suspects are there in Sunday
I've
for
got to
every
say.
single
Oh,
reveal.
yeah, I know. I tell you what, my favorite aspect of this story, I have to say, is like when anybody says anything to Cindy or about Cindy when she's in earshot, you know, like Anna turning around to Gina and going, "You're just as bad as mum." Like
Yeah.
Cindy just stands there utterly appalled and outraged that anybody would throw any kind of accusation or a criticism
Dare
at her
you?
whatsoever. It makes me laugh every single time because she just stands there with her mouth open like a gog, like, "How dare you?" Like offended.
Me?
So offended. It just made me laugh. So yeah, there's all that kind of going on. The shovel went on its own journey this week because George apparently, you know, we knew that George had hidden the shovel not very far away. He hid it on the roof of the Vic,
Not very well.
not very well. Hid it on the and so not very well, by the way, that Junior managed to find it. Now again, how did Junior know it was there? Because he
I've
overheard
got a
them talk
theory.
about. Go on.
I think now, after this week, that George and Junior are in on it together
Right.
with the
Okay.
shovel. And
Okay.
I think they've both witnessed either Kerjo or Anna. They're the only two that those two would work together
Yeah.
to try and cover for
Okay.
Kerjo.
Yeah, I
And
mean,
I think
still, yeah.
maybe they both decided they needed to hide the shovel. Because how did Junior find that shovel? How did he
This is what
find
I
it
mean.
without
Where,
knowing?
how did he know? Because he was over here, he was listening in into what they were saying about, overheard that George had apparently hidden the shovel and then sort of wandered off, but then went straight to the roof and found it. Like, what?
And a part of me, because I rewatched that little bit, because I was like, how did he know where to find it? And
Yeah.
I feel like George was shouting like, oh, because I've, hidden it in the place that would be really good to hide it. Like maybe he'd already discussed it with
Maybe.
Junior beforehand or something. And they keep like, I felt like they put on a bit of a show. So George and Elaine decided to close the Vic early. Junior comes in and's like, oh, well, am I not allowed a drink? He's like, well, not on lock-in terms. And 5 minutes later, they're having a lock-in together and having a drink on their own. Like, why would Junior and George be there having a drink together
Yeah, I
if they've
mean,
fallen out at the minute? I
the
feel
other
like
th
they're working together.
Yeah, but then why would Junior hand the guy give the shovel to Cindy to hand into the police?
To try and make himself look better, maybe because of the situation with Monique and Xavier and all of that jazz. I don't know. Or because he just thought like because of that, and then he thought because he kind of said it's your choice, Cindy, but just think about the girls because Anna's fingerprints are probably all over it. So do you really want it? He were a bit like that about it, but then she did hand it in, didn't she?
So why give it to her in the first place?
I don't
Why
know.
take that risk?
I don't know. Why did they not just fully get who like why
Why
did
would you just hide it on
why
the
has
roof
nobody
is my question.
fully yeah,
Why
why has
would you
nobody
just
fully got on
chuck
rid of
it
this
in the
shovel?
Thames? Chuck it in the Thames. Don't just hide it in your roof. Like just like throw it in the Thames. Take it away from the square. That's the only one. That's called hiding it. Putting a potential murder weapon. I like to quite enjoy Ian calling it a murder weapon all week.
And then Cindy were like, but I've not been murdered.
But then just ignored that and still continued calling it a murder weapon. I mean, this. Do you know what my thing is with this? I think because I'm so convinced it's Kojo, like all the events of this week, I'm sort of looking at going, none of this feel. I don't think any of this is going to mean
Who
anything.
cares? It occurred,
Yeah, because I think it's Kojo. So I don't think any of this means anything. And again, they haven't. Like, Kojo hasn't been seen in weeks.
Where even is he? Where is
Yeah.
Kerja?
Like the last time we saw Kojo, I think, was when he was staring outside the window, staring out the window with George standing next to him. So, I mean, I really, 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 really hope I'm wrong with the Kojo thing. I really do, because otherwise, I've known it's been Kojo all the way through, and all of this is not
Same,
relevant
I
because it is
know.
irrelevant, you know? Like, it's.
Or it's Louis.
Louis. Well, the other thing with
To
this
mirror
that.
the Bobby
Yeah, maybe. And
anniversary
anything's
reveal.
possible this week. The other thing that kind of happened this week was Cindy decided to go and see Phil and
Oh,
manages.
yeah.
Yeah, so talks to Phil and says, "Can I have a gun, please?" And now I had to say, Phil had the line of the week for me this week when he turned around and said no, because mad women running around the square usually results in me getting shot. I enjoyed that. I thought that was a very good line. But Cindy kind of looks over his shoulder as he's typing in the safe code. Do you know what the safe code was, by the way, Ree?
It was 2103, but I don't know why.
Ben and Peggy's birthday.
Peggy, I just thought it as I said it.
Ben and Peggy's
March, of
birthday. Yes, of
course.
course.
Right, there we go.
So she's written that in her phone, although some people did look online and said, I'm not sure she typed that number in right. But I bet she did. I'm sure she did. So this now makes me worried because now there's going to be a gun involved in all of the madness that's going to kick off at the anniversary. So
Yes.
I now wonder if the question for us isn't so much as who attacks India, who's going to get shot?
Kerja. I
Or
don't know.
Junior. Junior's high on my priority list for that, to be honest.
What, to get shot?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know why it is, but a part of me keeps thinking that Anna's leaving, and I don't know why. When I'm watching, I feel like she's leaving. Nothing's been announced, nothing's been said. I've just got it in my head. But no,
Yeah.
you could well be right. I
Because
could
we've
see
said,
that happening.
you said to me that, sort of now the affair's out, what's Junior for,
Yeah,
And
what has he got
I
to do? Yeah.
feel like, I mean, I like Junior as a character. I think he's a strong character, but I kind of agree with you, like in terms of what does Junior do now? Because
Yeah.
he's not, because none of the family really like him at this point. I don't feel like he's gonna have to. I feel like he's going to have to go some to get any sort of forgiveness out of anybody in the family for what he's done with Cindy at this moment. And I wonder if Cindy, I think accidentally, because I don't think Junior was the one that attacked her, but I wonder if Cindy accidentally shooting Junior is going to be where that kind of section of the story goes from here on in. Like, how that's going to
Yes.
wreck, like, her and George's relationship even further and sort of take that moving forward. I wonder.
I could actually totally see that happening. Or is it that somebody else is going to get hold of the gun? Anybody on the square could get hold of the gun from Cindy, to be fair. It could be anyone who gets shot. It might not even be anybody involved in this whodunit.
It's
Because I
crazy
did
that Phil
wonder, is it
has a gun in his
Reese?
safe 24 hours a
Is
day.
Reese going to somehow get the gun? Why
Maybe.
did we have Cindy and Reese live together for a couple of days?
Why is that
Is
gun there?
Cindy going to shoot Reese? Is something going to happen and she's going to end up shooting Reese because he's doing God knows what? Something like that, perhaps.
Why is this gun
Louis.
been
Louis's going to
introduced?
find the gun.
Yeah, maybe. Why is this gun there? It's going to be a big part, isn't it? It's going to be a big
Yeah,
part of the
massive.
climax to this story, isn't it? Like, someone's going to get shot, and I guarantee you it won't be the right person who's going to get shot. And
Will it
there's
be Phil? Are
sort
we going to have another Who
of.
Shot Phil?
Is Sonya going to get shot?
Possibly. And who's going to save Sonia when she's the nurse?
Also, I know no one. Sonya's. If Son, no one. None of the people on that beat know how to go at somebody with a biro pen, do they? Only Sonya knows how to do that. Do you have a kind of aspect of it also? Is that there's two pregnant women in the mix there as well with Lauren and Sonya? So is something horrible going to happen there?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I
Probably, though.
this gun's going to make some. This gun's going to kill somebody, isn't it?
Or is it Denise is going to have to go? Who am I going to jump in
Who am
front
I going to
of, Ravi or
shoot?
Jack?
The person that she chooses is the one that doesn't get shot.
Yeah.
No, what if?
Nugget!
Oh, no, but what if she jumped? Her choice is who she jumps in front of when the gun gets when the gun gets fired. And
That's what I'm
she
saying. Yeah. Oh, right. You mean who
Like,
she jumps in front of? Yeah. Who she
that's
saves?
how her choice is made.
See? But what if
Maybe.
Nugget gets the gun as
Well,
well, somehow?
if Nugget gets the gun, they're all doomed. I don't think it's going to be involved Nugget, but
No.
I do wonder. I mean, someone is going. Someone we know someone's going to die at the anniversary because it's a big anniversary. The Vic's exploding for Christ's sake. They're going to kill somebody off. But this gun being thrown into the mix as well just means that it's just going to be absolute madness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm really looking forward to the anniversary because I feel like they're building up. They're building it up because they've sort. I feel like they've done everything they need to now in terms of setting it up, and they're just sort of waiting until it gets to the big moments. But it's going to be crazy, the anniversary. I really feel like it's all
I
going to go
just
a
want to
bit
get to it
mental.
now, though, because it's like you say, it's like we're treading
Yeah.
water until we get there. I
And I
mean, what
wonder where the
else?
live episode's going to come into it as well.
Oh yeah, when is it on the actual anniversary or just the week the live episode?
I think, let me just check my calendar. I do believe the 19th is a Friday this year on February. Oh, it's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, so it will be
Oh,
on.
good.
It will be on. It will be on usually. So is that going to be the anniversary? Is that going to be the live
Yeah.
episode, the 19th? I mean,
Well,
really,
that's when
40th
Billy and Honey are
anniversary.
getting married.
Yes, it is. So the Vic will be full.
Yes, because they've catered for 300 instead of 30. So everyone
Yeah.
on the square is obviously going to be invited now because they've got the money to pay for it.
May as well. May as well. I mean, the other thing I want to know is like, it's the 40th anniversary. Is EastEnders going to be on every single day of the week? I hope so.
Blooming better be.
Blooming better be. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but it's all going to go
Also,
crazy.
with Gina and Anna now, are they going to be able to live together and stuff? Like, where's all this
Well, they don't
going?
live together, do they?
Well, Well, no, because Gina had moved back in, didn't she? And then now she's living with Junior again, and she's going to keep living there. There's a part of me that thinks it could still be Anna's house, doesn't it all? Because
So
George
yeah,
sat down next to her and said, "We've got bigger things to worry about." And I thought,
yeah.
what, than
Oh,
a sister sleeping with a guy she's in love with? Come on,
well,
George.
something else I wanted to throw a theory out at you
Oh,
about
go on.
was, remember, like, Gina was having a conversation with the woman that she got that video off of, Junior going,
Oh,
like, kicking
yes, the
boxes and
sex
stuff,
worker.
the sex worker. Now, for a start off, I thought that she was an insanely good actress for the little bits that they gave her. She was
Yeah.
giving character that we're going to see again, okay?
Yes.
Now, we have said that Ian has a bit of a history with going to see sex workers when he's back
Ah.
against the wall during emotions. However, George wasn't at an illegal fight that night. And she's told Gina where he was, and Gina said that was really, really stupid. What were you playing at? So was George with her?
No. No. I don't know if George likes sex work. Surely
Well,
not.
what's she for? Why?
No, but
Where
no, or
was he
was
then?
Ian
Where was
with
he?
her? Is that where Ian
Yeah, well,
was?
that was my immediate thought. But then I kind of also thought, well, where was George then if he wasn't at the illegal fight?
Yeah, no, you have got a point there. Where was he? Because we've established that he wasn't at the
He
illegal
wasn't there, which
fight.
I've got to say I didn't expect, because I thought that was legit. I was because if he wasn't at the illegal fight, then where did the blood in his shirt come from?
Yeah, I was just thinking, where's the blood come from? Or is it because it is Cindy's blood and he and Junior were covering up for whoever they saw do it? And
Yeah,
that's why he said he was at the illegal fight.
I tell you what, if that's true, then George deserves to be caught, because he hid both the t-shirt and the shovel in the Vic.
Yeah,
Get
that
a
is
grip,
true.
man. Get a grip.
Yeah.
So I think
Could
that
be that,
Amelia,
though.
her name's Amelia in the credits. I think Amelia might be something to do with Christmas Day somehow.
It did to me seem very odd that all of a sudden you're just introducing this
Yeah.
neighbour that we've never seen before who's
Who I
got
thought was
some
really charismatic
information.
on screen. Like, instantly, sort of
Yeah.
like, she looked like a character all of a
Yeah.
sudden. And I'm
They
sort
could
of
have just
like,
brought
she's.
Jazzy Phoenix back for that moment, really, couldn't
How
they?
many sex workers are living in those flats? Like a
It
brothel,
must
like,
be.
those
It must
flats.
be. Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, I did think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I know that I've said that. I mean, this is what I mean. I'm getting excited now talking about all the theories and what might be happening. So it's not like this storyline is a complete flop to
And
me.
Cathy, we've not mentioned Cathy's
Oh,
got
yeah, this is the
mentioned a
other
few
thing. Like,
times again this week.
yeah, but then again, Cindy out of nowhere suddenly decided it was Kathy this week for the last duff-duff of the week. And I'm like, well, where did you get that from? You've been accusing
Oh no, and
everybody
see,
this week.
I was thinking before we were going to do this today, I'm like, I'm going to put myself in Cindy's shoes, right, and think, if I was Cindy, who would I think out of those nine suspects is the most likely to hit me over the head with a shovel? Probably my mother-in-law, who's constantly saying how much she hates me to my
Oh,
face. I can
so,
kind of see why Cindy might come up with
yeah.
that, to be fair.
Kathy has wanted Cindy dead for about 35 years. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it just came out of
I
nowhere,
know
the
what you're saying.
accusation. Sort of
Yeah.
like, well, where did you get that idea from? You were convinced it was Lauren because you saw her running away with her coat on, and you've gone through literally every single suspect and accused them of doing it, and now you randomly decided it was Kathy. Like, it just sort of came out of
Also,
left field.
agreed. Sorry, you just mentioned Lauren. Remember how they were all sat around the table talking and Cindy went, right, I'm gonna go and find something out. And Lauren's like, someone needs to go after her. And then Lauren's like, I'll go. It's like, why did Lauren go?
Yeah, we never saw really kind of what came of that either with Lauren's involvement, did we?
And then after it was when they went to the Vic and then they found out that the shovel was gone,
Yeah,
maybe, or they were trying to
I
get
can't
hold of
remember.
the shovel. And then Lauren and Peter were there, and I thought, why is it Lauren who's going out of everyone in the Beale family? But then I
Yeah.
thought, is that just because they want us to think that
It's
Lauren's trying
Lauren.
to find out
Yeah. Yeah,
information
I
and it's
mean, this
Lauren
is the
who's done
thing.
it?
Leading up to a hoodlum, the problem is that what you have to do is that you have to try and make each suspect look suspicious, which means that sometimes they'll act a little bit out of character because they've got to appear a little bit odd and make the audience go, is it you? And there was so much of that this week that I sort of was just like, I don't understand. But I just hope that I'm wrong about the Kojo thing, because my feeling when I was watching it this week, like I say,
Yeah.
was that none of this is relevant because it's
Obviously,
Kojo.
Kerja. Yeah.
So if it's
But
not Kojo,
also,
who do you think it is? Anna.
possibly at this stage, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you've just said something then about they're trying to make everybody look suspicious. And the only person out of the suspects who doesn't look suspicious to me is Peter.
Yeah, but then is he overcompensating?
Yeah, true. Is that meant to be why we're suspicious? Because he's being overly nice, kind of thing.
It's just the brutality of whacking somebody around the head with a shovel. Like,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah, it's
not a
pretty brutal.
push. It's not a push. It's not like a
No.
lashing out thing.
Yeah,
It's not
in the
like
moment.
it's a very premeditated, brutal attack that happened to her. So, who would do that out of that list of people? I don't believe Kathy would. As much as she'd always love to whack Cindy over the head with a
Yeah,
shovel, I don't
no.
think she would.
Junior, but again, realistically, only because we
He
don't
still
know him
loves
well
her.
enough to say
Yeah,
that he
but he is
wouldn't
still.
do something like that.
He is still clearly deeply in love with her, which is
None of
why he
them
gave
would,
her the shovel.
Rob.
And he's not going to
We
give her the
don't
shovel if
think
he did
any of
it.
them would. We don't
No.
think any at Nine
No.
Suspects would really, do we? Let's be real. It's hard. This is why it's so blooming hard. Ugh, Ian.
Because he would not give the Cindy the Cindy the shovel. He would not give the shovel to Cindy if he was the one that had done it, would he? Because
You
he
wouldn't think, unless it was
wouldn't have
very
thought.
confident that he'd wiped it and bleached it down or something.
Bleach gone at it with
Do
the
you know
finesse
what,
gloves.
Rob? It was Cindy. Cindy hit herself. She
Hit
panicked
herself.
because the secret was out and she wanted to be a victim. So she somehow managed to do some mad trickery and whack herself on the head. There you go.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Don't know.
And now she's really
Perjure.
appalled. And now she's really outraged and appalled that everybody in the immediate family is going, yeah, fair. I can see why someone would do that
Anyone would
to
want to hit
you.
you after Christmas
Anybody.
Day.
Everybody wants you dead. So yeah, I mean, to be fair, I didn't guess that Gina did the brick. That's fair enough. That was that,
No,
and
true.
I understood her motivations for that, but
Yes.
I didn't really understand Harry's involvement. I don't understand her sleeping with Freddie, and I don't
No.
really understand Junior handing the shovel over either, or how he found it.
No.
Apart from that, it's all good. I don't
Elaine's
know.
not really been on the sus on like had much
Yeah,
suspicion
do
on
you
her
think it's
either, has
Elaine?
she?
I just think there's
No.
any way that it could be Elaine. I don't think so.
No. No.
Watch it
No.
be Elaine now. Watch it be Elaine.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, because
Elaine and
and then, but then you've got to think about, are they going to write this? It's a bit like the six stuff we're saying. Then we find out who has done it. What are they going to write them out? Are they going to go to jail? Everyone going to forgive them? Like, how's that bit going to be tied
nobody
up?
ever goes to jail when they do these
Well,
big
no.
whodunits, ever. So
No.
it's sort of, where's the biggest story going to come from? Which you would presume from one of her children doing it.
Yeah.
So that to me immediately puts Anna in the frame just because Anna has been acting very,
Yeah.
very oddly
Or
all throughout this
Peter.
storyline. Yeah, or Peter. Some people
But
even
I don't
theorising
think
that
Peter
Bobby's
would.
come back and done it as well, which I don't believe,
Well, you
but
never know, do you? You never know.
Jane did it.
And Jane
Yeah.
followed him up and then she covered it up and she
Yeah.
hid it in the barrel stall. It was Jane
Yeah.
who hid it.
Yeah. All of that. She's a genius. She
Yeah.
says, oh, well, I've got this, mate. Don't you worry about this. This is secondary. I've done this
Been
before.
there, done
Leave it
that.
with me. I've learnt from my mistakes for the first time. Trust me, you will have no idea it was me. Gold star this week, Ray.
Gold star. I'm clutching it. I'm gonna be real. No one's properly stood out, but I will give it to Anna because of that punch. And I think
Yeah.
Molly Rainford's done a good job as well this week.
I thought it was a very good performance from Molly Rainford this week. I thought it was
Yeah.
probably one of her best.
Yeah.
I do you know what? I'll give mine to Ruby, I think. I enjoyed Ruby this week.
Okay, why not?
Yeah,
Yeah.
there we are then. Anna
Yeah.
and
There
Ruby
we
for
go.
the gold stars this week. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, final part of the podcast is comments from you.
We've got a comment from Jacob on our YouTube channel last week who says, I see where Martin is coming from. He wanted Ruby to have changed from this manipulative, scheming woman that she was before, and she promised him that she had changed. And for him to hear that she has now been blackmailing someone and scheming again shows to him that she hasn't changed. Although she did it for the good, it still shows that she has that side to her. So I think Martin was defo in the right.
I can see that completely. It's our morals, Ree. I'll tell you what, it's our morals that are the problem here.
It's us, isn't it?
It's
It is
us.
us. No, I
No, you're
totally see
absolute.
that,
No,
yeah.
you're absolutely right, Jacob. It makes perfect sense. I just don't agree with it. It's just
He's
like,
also shooting himself in the foot, though, isn't he?
yeah.
That's the thing.
This is the
Yeah.
problem. I think he's kind of cutting off his nose to spite his face because he's saying
Yeah.
to Ruby, like, why do you need to be so much like your dad? When literally Ruby acting that way is the thing that saved the situation that they were all in.
Yeah.
Like, she literally saved the market.
But now Martin doesn't necessarily trust her because he's seen
Yeah.
that she can still be that scheming.
What
So,
else were you gonna do? This is the thing,
yeah,
like,
I
how
mean, you would
else?
have just lost the market, to be
Yeah,
fair.
you'd have all have lost your livelihoods, you'd have all lost your jobs.
Yeah.
Was it that bad what she did? I totally get that's why he's saying it, but at the same time, I just think,
Yeah.
get your priorities in order, mate. Like, yes, she did something a little bit underhand, but like we said, this guy was a pig.
He's a principled man, is that Martin
He
Fowler,
is.
Rob?
He is indeed. Conor Wilkinson has said, after tonight's episode, I do think that the original plan for the choice was Martin Stacey's Ruby, but then Lacey got pregnant, so they had to change it. Yeah, I mean, it's possibly. I just don't think that it would have been much of a choice, you know, because of course
we you keep saying this, but to me, when you're watching it, it seems really obvious that that's where it was headed, in my opinion, as well.
Oh, I'm not saying that's not where it was headed. I just don't think it would have been much of a choice.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, though, because I think some people might, given that Roman's come into it, that would have been enough of a reason for people to have picked Ruby, perhaps.
Well, seeing as though so many people are kind of going towards Jack because of the family aspect, then maybe you might be right.
True.
Maybe people would have taken that same attitude to the Ruby and Martin thing, possibly. But then again, Ruby isn't around forever. This is just a prolonged stint, it was said, when she was announced as coming back. So she's not sticking around. So
that's true.
Why would that have been the choice in that case is my question.
Yeah, I've got a good point there. And also, we still don't know, like, she's surely got a big part to do with the anniversary, and I don't understand
it's the Ruby
what it
anniversary.
Would be right now.
The Ruby anniversary. Is Ruby going to die? I did say this right from the outset.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Hey, who
Maybe
knows?
Ruby and Sonia. Both of them.
Oh, God, imagine
That'd
that.
Be a shock.
Two of his exes.
Martins,
in
yeah.
One bullet. One blown
Phil
up by a car,
baby
in one
mummies.
Shot. Yes.
Emma Selby has commented, is Billy going to burn down the Vic trying to barbecue meat for 300 people?
That is very possible. It
Possibly,
is Billy. It
yes.
Is Billy. Yeah, why bring all that meat in and barbecue it if that's not going to cause a fire? Yeah. Could that blow up a Vic? I mean, hey, maybe. Maybe. You
why
know.
Not?
Hapless Billy blowing up the Vic. I can see that being quite a good story for the anniversary. Absolutely. Kathy Verhan Kettner says, thought I was going to faint when I heard about Natalie Cassidy leaving EastEnders. Well then, we can really speculate some scenarios from the 40th anniversary episode. A few catastrophes in the works with the car, Reese, smashed into the Vic, and the Vic's on fire. I do hope Bianca is out of the storage unit by then, or will she just be found dead there? And that's when Sonia goes after Reese in a deadly, fiery crash.
No, Bianca's not going to be dead. She
you
might be in a bad
that.
Way.
Yeah, to a point
you
where...
Can't kill Bianca off. Sorry, just no. Absolutely not happening.
That'd be it for you, would it? You'd be out. Get that fire exit door,
done.
I'm off.
I'll be done. No, surely not. I mean, she's a legacy character, though. If you're going to kill somebody
character.
Off, I guess.
This is what I mean. Legacy characters are most at risk during anniversaries. So, genuinely, I don't think you can turn your brain off to anybody dying in the anniversary. It's the 40th.
No.
I really don't think you can discount anybody dying.
We've got a comment from Kyle Rees who says, I think it will probably end up being Kurjo as he hasn't been on screen for a while now, but I still think it's out of character to hit someone with a shovel like that. But it also seems out of character for all of the suspects. Literally.
So, yeah, I mean, are we both still on it being Kojo? I mean, where have we got this from, though, to be fair? Like, why have we decided that it's Kojo right from the off? Why have we decided that?
But I think because why is he not in the suspect list when he would be a suspect?
When he would be a suspect.
Given what happened.
Yeah. Considering some of the people that are in that suspect list, you know, it's sort of like, well, obviously Kojo will be there because he's been witness to Cindy upsetting this family that he's grown to love. So
and then
he's
Cindy,
obviously a suspect.
She was essentially responsible for him falling off the stairs.
Yeah.
The steps.
If anything,
so he
he's
would
got
be
most
a
motive.
Suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave
them
him
all.
So much motive and then didn't include him in the suspect list, which makes us suspicious, I think, doesn't it?
Yes. And of course, we've discussed he's, you know, had violent outbursts.
Yeah.
Again, a
Not
lot
the same
of people
thing.
Online are saying why, you know, you'd be showing an autistic person in a bad light by making it be Kojo. So they'd have to do well to separate those two things as
they'd
well.
They have to,
if it is Kojo.
But then I think that there is a difference that's been established because the violent outbursts that we've seen with Kojo in the past have just been that, outbursts. And
yeah, exactly.
Given who he is and what you know his story, those violent outbursts were sort of understandable in the context of the scenes that they were placed in.
And were they always violent?
No, they were just sort
aggressive?
Of like, it didn't, you know, it was sort of like just lashing out, wasn't it? Just sort of like an
Yeah,
output.
It wasn't that he like wanted to really cause pain on somebody. It was just his way of reacting
just,
in the
it
moment.
Was an outlet.
Yeah.
It was an outlet for his feelings at that
an
moment,
outlet,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas this, like we've said, is a very premeditated, brutal attack. So I'd say if it does turn out to be Kojo, they are two quite different things.
Yeah, as long as they separate the two, because that is the biggest concern people have got if it is Kojo.
Which I think they will
but
have done.
Arguably, you can say, though, that his premeditation and his motive is the fact that he said that to George of, I'm going to
Yeah.
make it up to
Oh,
you. So that's how he thought he was making it up to him.
that's the line that locked it up for me. That was the fact
Yeah.
that it was Kojo. So maybe the mystery to us at this point is, because I don't think he did it on his own, so is who was working with him. And that may turn out to be more of an Agatha Christie moment where more than one person was involved in the situation. Anna
Yes.
100% is on my list for that.
And I'm wondering if George and Junior after this week are in
Maybe.
cohorts because they are secretly being okay with each other, but then I feel like they're putting on a front when other people are in the room. So I
And then we
feel like they've
still,
got something going on.
yeah, and we still don't know where the locket went. So that's another thing.
That's true. Yeah. Who has got the
Because,
locket? And why is nobody talking about it?
I mean, Ian seems like the suspect for the locket for me.
Or Kathy, maybe. Maybe that's going to be her little
Maybe.
involvement that she took the
Maybe.
locket.
We'll
'Cause
have to wait and
she'd
see.
like a photo of her granddaughter, wouldn't she? Why
She would.
not?
Yeah. Have to wait and see. So, ladies and gents, that's it for
Yes.
this week. If you would like to give us any comments or questions or general, just say hi. That's fine. You can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.